Colleen and the Leprechaun, written by Ellen Forrest, illustrated by David Cockcroft. Colleen and the Leprechaun. Colleen goes to Ireland. Colleen was so excited. She had never been to Ireland before. She had never seen an airplane. Now she was there landing in Dublin, Ireland, capital city. Colleen and her parents visited her grandparents. She had never met them in person. She had only talked to them on the phone or seen them in family pictures. As Colleen walked to the airport, two strangers grabbed her and started to hug her. After a few seconds, she realized they were her grandparents. Colleen watched out the car window as the family drove by some fields. Her grandpa said mysteriously, "Colleen, be sure to keep an eye out for little people." "What little people?" questioned Colleen. "Who are the little people?" "The little people are fairies," said Grandma as she drove. "Tales of fairies go back to the Celtic times in Ireland and Scotland. We have many legends and stories that tell about fairies and their world." "Yes, we do," said Grandpa. "There are many kinds of fairies. A leprechaun is one kind. He looks like a small old man. He is not friendly. He lives alone and spends most of his time making shoes." Colleen heard about leprechauns before. "One of the great things about leprechauns," continued Grandma, "is that each one keeps a pot of gold. If you ever find a leprechaun, don't take your eyes off him," Grandpa warned. "Legend says if you keep your eyes on the leprechaun, we'll have to take you to his treasure," Grandma continued. "A long, long time ago," Grandpa said, "a man named Jack Fox found out that leprechauns could be tricky fellows." "Tell me about Jack Fox," said Colleen. Grandpa began to tell the story. Jack Fox and a leprechaun. Jack Fox was walking along the road when he heard someone sound in the hedgerow. He had a suspicion about what that noise might be. He started to get very excited. He peeked over the hedge and saw that his suspicion was true. There was a little man wearing a leather apron and a pointed hat. He was using a tiny hammer the size of a pin to make a tiny golden shoe. Jack knew at once that he had found a leprechaun. Jack kept close to the leprechaun and said, "Good morning to you." The leprechaun smiled and said hello. He offered Jack a drink of water. "Just hand me that bottle," the leprechaun said. Hopping, Jack would not look away. But Jack stared straight at the leprechaun and said, "No, thank you." They talked for a while. The leprechaun tried many tricks into Jack looking away. But Jack wasn't fooled. Jack demanded that the leprechaun take him to the pile of gold. Finally, the leprechaun gave up trying to trick Jack and took him to a field of dandelions. He showed Jack a flower that the treasure was buried under, but Jack did not have a shovel. Jack used one of his socks to cover the dandelion and mark it the pot Then he went back home to get a shovel. When Jack came back, every dandelion in the field had a sock on it. He never did find a sock that marked the buried pot of gold. Jack carried his socks home and told his wife what happened. He said that at least he would not need new socks for a while. Then they both started laughing. Colleen told her parents, start laughing too. Imagine a few full socks. What a funny story. Colleen could see that she was going to like learning about Ireland from her grandparents. This would be a great visit. The end.